Great this morning to be able to be here to share a message with you and share some thoughts this morning. Like I said earlier, we love camping in the McCarthy house. Summer is about going and getting outside. I just love the sound of the kettle whistling on the campsite, having a cup of tea in your PJs, 8 o'clock in the morning. That is my kind of dream. Might not be yours, but we absolutely love camping in our family. And recently I was talking to a friend about tents and our tent we've had for quite a few years now. We've been looking at different tents thinking, oh, it'd be great to get a new one. And I was describing to our friends air tents. Now, I don't know, you watching at home, what you know about camping, whether you know anything about air tents. I remember the conversation I had years ago when someone told me about an air tent and I thought they would describe it a bouncy castle. But that's not what an air tent is. It's where, in case you don't know, where you'd put your metal poles through your tent. Instead of poles, you have air. And they're so easy to put up. My parents have one and we're very envious of their air tent. You literally lie the tent on the ground, pump up with your air, and the tent just kind of goes up. So I was describing this to friends of ours and their response was, but do you still need to peg it? And I was like, yeah, you've still got a peg. You can't really have a tent without your pegs. Here we are. I've got our bag of pegs here. I think we've added to it over the years, gained to it, lost some. Some of them are a bit ropey and a bit bent. But, oh, look at that one. That one is very bent. That's not so good, that one. But you need your tent pegs. They're really important whether you've got an air tent or a tent with poles, because they keep your tent secure. It's what keeps it up and stops it from blowing away. When we went camping a couple of weeks ago, we arrived on a really windy day. Pitching your tent in the wind is not easy. And for some reason, we decided that we were going to pitch our tent without pegging anything first. And we were going to just put the poles in and get the poles up and then put pegs in. But as me and Dave lifted up these massive poles, and it's quite high, it's taller than me, I can't reach the top of our tent. As we picked up these poles, the wind whipped into the tent and literally it was blowing away and it took it up off the ground and the poles were coming out. So we quickly got it back down and realized our mistake. We needed to peg some of the points first. These are really important because when it's windy and when you get storms, you need your tent pegs to hold your tent strong and to hold it steady and stop it blowing away. And you know, as this happened whilst we were camping, it just reminded me of that story that Jesus told, and one that I think lots of us, whether you've been in church or not, might be familiar with, that wise man and foolish man story. I'm going to read the verses to you, and it's from Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24, and it says this: anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. You know, in that story, Jesus is telling us that we need to build our lives on the rock that is Jesus. If we don't, it's like building on the sand, and when the storms come, we're just going to collapse. Well, today I want us to think of a tent rather than a house. I want us to think about a tent, and I want us to think this morning about the tent pegs of our lives. What pegs have you pitched your tent with? That's my question this morning. Are your pegs holding you strong? Have you got the right pegs in your tent? You know, we need to build our lives. We need to pitch our tents with the pegs of Jesus. Because when Jesus is our tent pegs, then he becomes the one that holds us steady, holds us strong, stops us from collapsing and blowing away. You know, when we went camping last week, we had friends that came and camped as well. And on this really windy day to pitch our tents, they were on their pitch, getting their tent up. And then one of our friends came over and asked Dave for his strong pegs because he realised that his pegs weren't going to hold in the wind. And he said, Dave, could I have some of your strong pegs? And I've got some of those strong ones here. Okay, they're quite different. Okay, here we go. I'm hoping you can see these well enough. You can compare the two. Okay, these are pretty big ones. They are very, very strong and sturdy. So our friend came and said, look, can I just exchange some of these pegs for your strong ones? And he got some of these strong pegs because he knew he needed to keep his tent from blowing away. I wonder today whether we need to exchange some of our pegs that we've put in our tent. You know, if we got the wrong pegs trying to hold our life steady, but we actually need to exchange our pegs for the strong peg of Jesus. You see, when we have other things as our tent pegs, when we maybe have things like the peg of success, and that's what we pitch our tent with, or the peg of me, or the peg of I can do it in my strength, the peg of money or wealth, the peg of worry, the peg of media, all those other things are not going to keep us secure. They're not going to work. They're not going to hold. They're inevitably going to let us down and the tent's going to blow away. And you know, you might even feel a bit like that over these last 4 months. You might feel like, with everything that's gone on, like the tent pegs have been whipped out of the ground and the tent's blowing away. That might be what life has felt like for you. You know, last year, on another camping trip, there was a windy day. It's not always windy when we go camping, but this particular site was really windy, and we were there and we saw another tent. The people weren't there, but in the wind, that is what had happened. The pegs had literally been whipped out the ground and this tent was going to disappear. And we just saw it and thought, no, we need to do something. So we all sent Dave to repeg because he's good at that kind of thing. So Dave went and he pegged this person's tent down and resecured it, because we knew that you wouldn't want to come back to your campsite and find your tents blown away. But it had been whipped out, and that is what life can sometimes feel like, that the pegs have been whipped out and the tents blown away. But you see, when we exchange our pegs for Jesus, for the strong ones, it's like we're putting one of these in, because Jesus will hold us. Jesus will keep us steady. Jesus won't let us blow away. And I always love in that story how Jesus never said the storms won't come. We know that, don't we, from the last few months. The storms come, the winds come. And in that passage, Jesus said, when the storms come, then that's not going to change. But when they come, we want to have the peg of Jesus as the peg that's keeping us steady and keeping us strong. So my invitation today is, what pegs do you need to exchange? I'm going to just take a few moments to just share a few thoughts of some exchanging of pegs that came to me as I was preparing this. And it might be that you're pitching your tent with the peg of self, with the peg of me. You're pitching your tent, you're building your life on the peg that says, I can do this in my own strength. Well, my invitation today is, will you exchange it for the peg that is Jesus and do things in his strength? Do you know, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Today, pick up the peg of trusting in Jesus for your strength. Paul also writes in Philippians 4, verse 13, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. I love this verse because he's not saying, oh, I can do anything because it's me and I can do it. He's saying, no, I can do anything through Jesus who gives me strength. Maybe you've pitched your tent with the peg of wealth, possessions, money, that materialistic, the things that you have. Well, today, exchange it for the peg of Jesus. Do you know that he is the greatest treasure? He's the greatest thing that you can have in your life. Jesus told lots of parables, and in Matthew chapter 13, we get the parable of the hidden treasure. It's a story I love telling to children and kids' work. And it's where he talks about the man that discovered the treasure in the field. And then what the man did is he covered it up and buried it again. He went off. He sold everything that he owned so that he could come back and buy that field and have that treasure. And Jesus described that that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. That's what being part of God's kingdom, knowing Jesus, being a child of God, that is the greatest treasure that we can possess. Exchange your peg of worldly possessions to the peg of Jesus, the greatest treasure. Do you know some other words that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6? He says this, he says, don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Do you know what? Let's store up treasures in heaven. How do we do that? We do it by serving Jesus and serving others, by loving people, by being salt and light in our community, by caring, by making sure that our heart is in the right place, that our motives are right, that our character is right. They're the things that are going to store up treasures in heaven. So maybe that's an exchange that you might need to make today. You know, I wonder whether maybe you've pitched your tent with the peg of comfort, that when maybe storms hit, I wonder what you run to for comfort. Maybe it's the chocolate. Maybe it's TV binge watching. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's drink. And you know, when we run to those things, when the storms hit, they might bring you comfort for a few moments, but they don't give you true comfort. They don't give you that deep down true comfort that you actually need. So today, exchange that peg of comfort to the peg of Jesus. Let him be the one that you run to when the storms hit. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. He is our refuge, our one that we can run to. In 2 Corinthians, it says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and, I like this next bit, the source of all comfort. He is the source, not the chocolate, not the social media, not the TV. He is the Father, he is the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. You know, Jesus too described himself as the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. You know, Jesus is the one who can truly comfort us, who can truly satisfy us, sustain us. He is the one to run to. Maybe, it may be you've pitched your tent with the peg of the past. And you know, as I was thinking about this one, I actually thought of two different things that it could be, because it might be you've pitched your tent with a peg of the past of something really good. It might be even something that God has done for you in the past. But you know, we actually need to be really careful that we don't make the thing that God has done, the miracle or the ministry, that we don't make that the thing that we rely on. We don't make that the peg to hold us. We shouldn't live off that good moment. That's not the thing that should be our peg. Or it might be your peg of the past is something that means that you've been left quite broken. You've been left hurt. Something that's happened to you, happened in your life. It might be something in the past that you feel completely bound by. And that's become the peg that you've pitched your tent with, that you've built your life, you've built your tent, your home, on the foundation of that. Well, today, my invitation is to exchange the peg of the past for the peg of Jesus, who holds your future, Jesus, who can bring you freedom from the past. Isaiah 43, verse 14, it says this: forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. God wants to do a new thing in your life. Even if he's already done good things, he wants to do more. Don't limit God by being stuck in the past. He also wants to do a new thing in your life, no matter what's happened in your past. That doesn't stop God from using you and working in your life. It says in Isaiah, now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Paul also says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus for our future. And also this verse, in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whatever's happened in your past, Jesus can bring you freedom and healing. Don't let the past be the peg you pitch your tent with, but instead take hold of the peg of Jesus. Let him direct your steps. He has plans for you. He has a hope for you. He has a future for you. He wants to do new things for you. And he can bring you freedom from the past. I think I've got two more pegs. What about this one? Maybe you've been pitching your tent with a peg of what we read. It might be, I don't know, media, might be the news, it might be just articles, blogs. There's so much out there to read. It's crazy. Social media. Well, today I want us to exchange our peg, the peg that is this, the Word of God, the Bible. You know, right at the centre of this book is Jesus. He runs right through it. You know, you need this as your tent peg, so that when you need guidance, you go to here. When you need advice, you go to here. When you need strength, you go to here. When you need hope, you go to here. It says in 2 Timothy, all scripture is inspired by God. So all of this is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Do you know the Bible, God's word, is stronger and will keep you secure rather than anything else you read? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't read the news, don't read social media, don't do that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is don't allow it to become the peg. Don't allow it to be the thing that you build your life on. Don't let it be the thing that determines who you are. But instead, exchange it to the stronger peg that is the Word of God. Okay, I've got one more, my last one. Maybe you've been pitching your tent with the peg of lies. Maybe it's things that have been spoken over you, things that have been spoken to you, lies that you've then allowed to become the peg, the thing that you build your life on. Well, my invitation today is to exchange that peg for the peg of Jesus, who is truth itself. Jesus said the words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This, if you want to know the truth, read this. You're going to find so much truth in this, all of it. It's the best place to get the truth. Paul in Ephesians tells us, when he talks about the armor of God, he tells us to put on the belt of truth. We need to have in the ground the peg that is the truth of Jesus and who he says that we are. Build your life on that peg, not the peg of lies. Do you know, I could go on, even as I was preparing this, I was really conscious that I could get a whole lot of list of different exchanges. And my prayer is actually that at home right now, you might be going, oh, wow, actually, I've made this a peg and I need to exchange it. I've made this a peg. There's all kinds of things that we make the tent pegs, and we pitch our tents, we pitch our lives with the wrong pegs. So this morning, my invitation is, let's exchange our pegs. Let's pull out the pegs that we've pitched our tent with, because they won't hold us steady. When the winds and the rain come, when the storm comes, they're not going to hold us steady. And instead, let's this morning choose, let's choose to drive in the strongest peg possible. And that is the peg of Jesus. Will you exchange your pegs this morning and choose to make Jesus the tent pegs of your life? Why don't we take a moment? We're going to pray together. Yeah. This morning, God, we've heard of so many exchanges, so many ways already that we've maybe got the wrong pegs in our lives. And this morning we want to pull out all those pegs that we've put in our tents, we put in our lives, but they aren't holding us strong. And instead this morning we want to exchange them for the peg of you, Jesus. I want to thank you that you are the one that keeps us strong. You are the one that brings truth. You are the one to guide us and lead us. You are the ones that will hold us steady. Our prayer this morning is, Jesus, will you just be the one that keeps us strong? Amen. We're going to sing, and we're going to sing this great song, "Let the King of My Heart."